الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة عماد الدين من أقامها فقد أقام الدين ومن هدمها فقد هدم الدين وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, as we are well aware, this month of Rajab is synonymous with that great journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made Mi'raj from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, and thereafter to the seven heavens and beyond that. Friends and elders, as great and as magnificent this journey is, let us draw the clock back a little bit and what occurred prior to this Mi'raj taking place. Prior to Mi'raj, historians refer to it as Amul Huzn, the year of grief, the year of sorrow, the year of difficulty and hardship. We well know that the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the entire life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was full and filled with qurbani and sacrifice. Every moment, or many, many moments in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced a lot of difficulty and hardship. And amongst those difficulties and hardships occurred in the year prior to the Mi'raj taking place, which according to historians was the 10th year of Hijrah, and it is refers to a degree year of grief and difficulty. When Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued giving da'wat, and they continued rejecting the da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, eventually they resolved to cause a lot of pain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they could not stop the spread of Islam and the spread of deen. So they decided that they will boycott the Banu Hashim, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the other Quraysh tribes resolved and decided, and they drew up an agreement that they will not have any dealings with the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will impose economic and financial sanctions upon them, and like that they will not marry one another and cut off complete ties with them. This became difficult for them. So the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Banu Hashim, the believers amongst them, who stayed because of the Islamic ties that they had, and the non-believers amongst the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also stayed with them because of their companionship, because of their family relations. Amongst them was Abu Talib, who was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Talib, as we know, he was a great pillar of support for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he stood guarantee for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on many occasions when they tried to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Talib was a pillar of support and always stood guarantee for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Banu Hashim, they were banished and they took refuge in a valley which became known as the Valley of Abu Talib. And this boycott lasted for a period of approximately 3 years. And it was a very, very difficult time for them. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas, radiallahu anhu, makes mention that there were times when he had no food, We could not find anything to eat. He mentions two particular incidents. He says that one night I came and I was very hungry, and as I was walking, my feet stumbled upon something which was moist. So I just took it and I put it into my mouth. In the darkness of the night, I did not know what I put into my mouth, but it satiated my hunger, and up till today, I do not know what I put into my mouth. Mentions on another occasion, I was so hungry, I came across a rotting skin of a camel. So I took the skin of this camel, and I burnt it till it became ashes, and thereafter I mixed it with water till it became like a powder, and I drank it, and this was my meal for 3 days. Such was the hardship and the difficulty that they experienced during this period of boycott. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed for this boycott to end, and after a long period of hardship and suffering, in the meantime the kuffar and those that had some guilty conscience in them, they also began discussing that these are our family, we cannot bear to see them suffering like this. Many a times the crying of the children could be heard in Makkatul Mukarramah from the valley of Abu Talib. So, whilst they were negotiating, once Nabi alayhi salatu was salam informed Abu Talib that the agreement of boycott that was drawn up and has been placed in the Kaaba, this entire agreement has been eaten up by ants, except Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim that was written on the top of it, on the top of this agreement. So Abu Talib goes to the leaders of the Quraysh and he informs them that this is what happened. So they inquire from Abu Talib that, are you sure about this? He said, yes, I am sure about it. Because from the time I know my nephew, from the time, not one word of lie has left the Mubarak mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Abu Talib was so convinced in the truthfulness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he goes on to tell them that I stand guarantee, if that document is still present, I will hand over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to you. And if the document is now eaten up, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, then I request you to end this boycott. So they were happy with that agreement, and through the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that document was indeed eaten up by ants, and all that remained of the document was Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim above it. And subsequently the boycott ended. But this boycott came with its own difficulty and hardship, which spread beyond the ending of the boycott also. According to historians, a few days later, that great pillar of support, that beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, whom from the time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given the mantle of Nubuwat, she was one of the greatest pillars of support for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes to her and says, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me, when he saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And like that, whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam went through any hardship, he used to go find comfort by Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. She passed away, and a few days thereafter, the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Talib, passed away also. And it was even more difficult on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Abu Talib left the world, and as we find in the Quran and Majid, he left the world without accepting Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is very, very grieved and saddened about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforts Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and mentions that innaka la tahdi man ahbabta walakinna Allah yahdi man yasha. That, O my beloved, you cannot give hidayah to whomsoever who you wish, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives hidayah. Hidayah is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a duty, we have a responsibility to continuously call towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our effort, but at the end of it, hidayah is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after these difficulties that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided, now he had no support, no comfort, and nobody to support him in Makkatul Mukarramah. So Nabi Akram sallam decided to go to another town which was known as Taif. Perhaps he will find some support and assistance there and be able to spread deen in Taif. But it turned out that it became more difficult upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lengthy incident time did not permit us to go into the details. When Nabi Akram sallam gets to Taif also, there they also rejected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they caused a great harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the three leaders. One leader tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did Allah ta'ala make you a Nabi to tear down the curtains of the Kaaba? The next leader tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that couldn't have Allah ta'ala chosen anybody else to be a Nabi? The third leader tells him that, I do not wish to talk to you, for if you're indeed a Nabi, then telling you anything is going to cause harm and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not wish that. And if you are a liar, then I do not wish to speak to an imposter. And like that, they turned Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam away. But they did not stop there. They instructed the youngsters and the moral dregs of society to begin harming Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to physically harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they began stoning the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent that the entire body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was flowing with blood. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this area. Many, many years later, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha inquires from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Nabi of Allah, we know the battle of Uhud was a very, very difficult time for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His beloved uncle, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anha, became shaheed. 70 sahaba became shaheed. And it was a battle which outwardly it seemed that the sahaba suffered defeat in that battle. So it was a very, very difficult day. The Mubarak deed of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also became shaheed in that battle. So Hazrat Aisha inquires from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was there any moment in your life more difficult than the day that we suffered that difficulty on the occasion of Uhud? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, yes, there was one day more difficult than that also, and it was this day when I returned from Taif and I took refuge in the garden of these two enemies of Islam. But even they looked at my pitiable condition and they felt sorry for me. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying there, and in this difficult condition, the angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says that these are the malaika that are in charge of the mountains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the mountains in their control. If you give a command, we will move these mountains surrounding the entire nation of Taif and destroy all its inhabitants. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, بَلْ أَرْجُوا أَن يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ مِنْ أَصْلَابِهِمْ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. That I have this hope and I have this desire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes out from the progeny of the people of Taif such people who will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not ascribe any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lies down and addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللهم إني إليك أشكو ضعف قوتي وحلة قيلتي وهواني على الناس. That he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, O my Allah, to you I complain of my weakness and my feebleness and my weakness in planning. O my Allah, إلى من تكلني. O my Allah, to whom have you turned me over to? To an enemy, إلى عدوين, who has caused harm to me like this. And like this he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereafter he tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O my Allah, إِلَّا أَمْ تَكُنَ غَضْبَانًا عَلَيَّ فَلَا أُبَالِي. That, O my beloved Allah, if you are not angry with me, O my Allah, whatever condition I might be in, but O my Allah, if you are pleased with me and you are not angry with me, then I do not care. Then I am not worried. Whatever condition, whatever hardships come upon. It was after this historians mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبِكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيِي يُوحَى عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى till the ayat ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسِينِ أَوْ أَدْنَى. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up to the heavens. Quran mentions that one or two arrow lengths close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a lesson for humanity to come. That this entire incident of Mi'raj, this entire sabak of Mi'raj, what is the lesson behind it? That whatever hardship comes upon this ummah, whatever calamity comes upon this ummah, amul huzn, difficulty, hardship upon hardship, there's only one solution, there's only one way out of it, that turn to salah. This was the lesson of Mi'raj, that, O my beloved Habib, you are going through hardship, you are going through difficulty, I have the solution for you. Come to the heavens, and what is the solution to difficulty? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri wa salah. That, O ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you go through hardship and you go through difficulty, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your key to salvation and success is in salah. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. that you are definitely going to be tested. This Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will go through hardships, you will go through trials, you will go through tribulations, بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ, you will go through fear, وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, you will incur losses in your wealth, وَالْأَنْفُسِ, you will suffer loss of lives also. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will suffer all your difficulties, your wealth, your life, you will suffer the loss of clothes and beloved ones. But وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives glad tidings to those who exercise patience, who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these conditions. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, that whatever difficulty, whatever hardships, whatever halat and conditions come upon us, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that give glad tidings. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, when they have any difficulty, any hardship, they say that these conditions are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Halat and conditions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever kulli yusibana illa ma kataballahu lana, nothing can afflict you, nothing can harm you, nothing can benefit you also, except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you. Ma asaba min musibatin illa bi idhnillah, whatever musiba, whatever hardship, whatever calamities come, it is only by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that we will experience these difficulties and hardships, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also given us the solution to it, that is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to the masjid, not do, unfortunately, today we find that when we're facing hardships and difficulties, we have done the total opposite. We have turned the back, turn our backs to the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. But this is the solution to it, to turn to the masjid. This is the sabak of, this is the lesson of Mi'raj, that hardship and difficulties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a solution, that is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in complete devotion and submission, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah. Nabi Akrim s.a.w. mentioned in one hadith, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا يُحَسَبُ بِالْعَبْدُ مِنْ عَمَلْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ, that the very first question from a person's actions, from a person's deed in the qabr, will be with regards to his salah. When one hadith Nabi Akrim s.a.w. mentions that as-salatu imaduddin, that salah is a pillar of deen, that a person's established salah brings about salah in his life, then his entire deen is correct. And if he neglects his salah, and he becomes unmindful of his salah, azan upon azan goes, and it goes upon deaf ears, he neglects his salah, he has destroyed his entire dunya, he has destroyed his entire akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all, may Allah Ta'ala save us all. Friends and elders, we are coming close to the Mubarak month of Ramadan. We know the dua that we recite in Rajab, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, wa balighna Ramadan. When Nabi Akrim says, we should recite this dua, showing the close proximity, and the preparations of Ramadan starts now. Friends and elders, unfortunately, last year we saw that we had a Ramadan which was not like other Ramadans. Normally our Ramadan revolves around the masjid. Unfortunately, today we have become a ritualistic ummah. Our duty and our responsibility is to become an ummah of the masjid all the time. We have become a ritualistic ummah. We find that on occasion of Jummah, the masjid is full, and thereafter it becomes empty. And like that, occasion of Mi'raj, Shab-e Barat, the month of Ramadan, masjid becomes full, and let the hilal of Eid be sighted, and the masjid becomes empty. Friends and elders, we are an ummah of the masjid. Last year we saw the difficulty and the hardship we went through. We could go to shops, we could go to other places, we could see the masjid. Normally in Ramadan the masjids are full, but we were unable to enter the masjid. And let it not be such that because of our evils, because of our actions, that we suffer such. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, may Allah Ta'ala save us. Friends and elders, we have so many masajids and many, many new masjids coming up in the area. This is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has given us, this is also a ni'mat, that you are able to come and make ibadat, perform salah in complete comfort and luxury. This is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make shukr of this ni'mat and utilize this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Take it like this, brothers, that let us, if we turn our backs on the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deprive a person, and a time will come we will not be able to go to the masjid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this ni'mat of going to the masjid, make it easy to perform salah. Let us bring about salah in our lives. This was such a command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to heaven, such a special gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam right up to the heavens to give Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam this gift. Let us take and embrace this gift and make it be part of our lives. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.